makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. More than anything else in America, I'm in love with my night school, and I don't care if all the Chicago knows about it. Here, if somebody is a fix up his store, he's a hang out the sign, closed during alteration. Or when I'm go to school every night, I'm a hang up my sign, closed during education. Boy, there's so much you can learn about America. And I'm lucky I'm got a teacher like Miss Spalding. She's so beautiful with a blonde hair, blue eyes, lovely voice. Mamma mia, if Castellamare was to have teachers like this, all the farmers would be in school and the cows would have to milk themselves. But this week I'm afraid I'm not going to enjoy night school so much because Miss Spalding is going to leave us for a week. Yeah, she's going to visit her sick sister in Milwaukee and today she's going to say goodbye to us. Excuse me, Mamma Mia, here comes Pasquale.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi, hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Why are you so sad, little banana nose? You look like you lost your best friend in a game of canazza.
Can I ask about the school of Pasquale? Miss Pauline's going to wait for a week to Milwaukee and... We all are going to miss her.
Oh, poor little pumpkin ahead. My heart's breaking in a teeny weeny pieces, I feel. So Mrs. Spalding's going away and leave you for a week, eh?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? She can't mail any of you zeros from Milwaukee?
But, Scotty, that's not funny to me.
Ah, you make me sick, you and you, Miss Spalding. I never did like a woman with a brains. That's not a natural.
Oh, but buddy, you're joking.
Women ain't made to think, Luigi. That's not their best part. A woman is made to cook and clean and keep a house. She's got so much brains that she makes her husband do all those things.
But buddy, you really think all the women should be stupid?
No doubts about it. I take a woman. She's got a smaller head, a smaller ears, and a smaller brain. Now look at me. A man. Look at that head. You could have seen my brain, and you'd really see a big piece of meat.
You're so right, Pasquale. You're the biggest meathead I ever knew.
That's a funny thing. When I say it, it should come out different. Now, Luigi, about my daughter, Rosa.
No, Rosa tonight. Excuse me, Pasquale. I'm going to go to my school now and say goodbye to Miss Spalding.
No, goodbye to Miss Spalding.
Miss Spalding is going away.
All right, attention, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Hey,
Mr. Schultz?
Come home, Miss Spalding. All is forgiven.
Mr. Schultz, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Only I just heard the rumor. They got the big cyclone in Milwaukee. The houses are being carried away, and the lake is covering up half the city.
Mr. Schultz, where and when did you hear that crazy rumor?
Right here, 10 seconds ago, and I started it.
Oh, come now, Mr. Schultz.
Miss Spalding, please, don't be angry with Schultz.
He just expressed our sentiments.
Hey, and we're all going to miss you this week, and when you're going away, Miss Spalding.
Well, thank you, class. I feel highly flattered. Of course, I'll miss all of you, too.
Why are you going to Milwaukee, Miss Spalding? They got plenty of beer right here in Chicago.
Yeah, but Miss Spalding, who's going to teach us while are you in the Milwaukee?
Well, I'll tell you later. Now, let's start the lesson.
Miss Spalding.
Keith, no more interruptions.
Oh, excuse me.
What were you going to say, Mr. Olson?
No, that... It is a stupid question.
Well, let me decide. What did you want to ask me?
No, Miss Spalding. I have no right.
Oh, yes, you do.
Olson, ask her before Milwaukee secedes from the Union.
Well, Miss Spalding, perhaps if you do have the time, perhaps you could give us a phone call?
Olson, what is it, Miss Spalding, a millionaire?
Well, we'd like to hear from Luigi, maybe a little telegram.
That still cost too much.
A special delivery is only...
No, Luigi, no. Give her a blanket, a can of Sterno, and tell her to vend a smoke thing.
Don't mind us, Miss Spalding.
Just go see your sister and try yourself and come back ready to find four of the most ignorant students in the history of American education.
Well, I know you don't mean that, Mr. Schultz. Class, I expect you all to study your lessons and listen to Mr. Hines.
Mr. Hines?
Oh. Himmel! We got the fourth grade Führer!
We've already had him as a substitute, and he is so strict.
Strict? He gives out lower grades than a thermometer at the North Pole!
Yeah, the last time he's corrected my English so much, I must start to talk to myself in Italian.
Spalding, not Mr. Hine. Say you are only joking.
Well, Mr. Orris, our principal made the assignment, and it's only for a week, 5 days.
It's only 5 days, Miss Spalding. The electric chair is only 5 minutes.
And I would rather have the hot seat than the hot head.
Good evening, Miss Spalding.
Speaking of the deficit, here he is.
What?
Good evening, Mr. Hine. Class, you all know Mr. Hine.
Good evening, class.
Good evening, Mr. Hine.
Class, as you know, Mr. Hine will take over during my absence, and I'm sure he will treat you the same as I have.
Of course, Miss Spalding. Mr. Orth, our principal, sent me in with instructions to relieve you at this moment.
Now?
Pleasant little surprise, eh? Our principal is aware of the fact that you're catching the 10:45 tonight, and he knows you can use the extra time to get ready.
Oh, of course. How sweet of him. Well, goodbye, class.
Goodbye, Miss Spalding.
I know you'll get along wonderfully well with him, Mr. Hine. They're a fine class, really.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, have a pleasant trip, Miss Spalding.
Thank you.
All right, now that we're alone, attention!
He will be on at war!
Hey, all of you, keep your eyes front, head erect, and listen to me. Last time I had you, you made a fool out of me. Well, this time, you're in my care for a week. Let's get this straight. I'll stand for no tardiness. There will be a zero handed out for each lateness. A zero for untidiness. A zero for coming in unprepared. A zero for talking out of turn.
Look, stop! You got enough zeros right there to bring back the Japanese Air Force.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you have the honor of collecting the first zero. Does anybody else feel like talking out of turn?
Mr. Hines?
A zero for you, Mr. Basil. That will teach you to raise your hand before you speak. Now, before I give you your first test, if anybody has any questions concerning today's work, raise your hand. Yes, Mr. Basco?
Mr. Hines, we wasn't supposed to get no test today.
You used a double negative in that sentence, Mr. Basco. Correct yourself.
We wasn't supposed to not to get no test.
Now it's a triple negative.
Never supposed to not to get to my test.
That's a quadruple negative.
Luigi, keep going. Tie for quintuplets.
You may take a zero for that remark, Mr. Schultz.
But, Mr. Hines, may I leave the room?
What for? Where are you going?
To my draft board to enlist.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that millions of people find helpful and enjoyable. During the rush of a busy day, chew a stick of delicious Wrigley Spearmint gum from time to time. You'll be surprised how much that little stick of Wrigley Spearmint can do for you. For instance, it quickly freshens your mouth and throat. Then, too, the pleasant, easy chewing helps relieve that feeling of strain and tension, gives you comfort and satisfaction. So, you see, chewing Wrigley Spearmint gum helps you keep going through the day feeling your best and doing your best. Try it and see for yourself. Wherever you go, carry a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint gum with you. From time to time, chew a stick. Chew it for enjoyment, and chew it for the help it gives you in carrying through your day's activities. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma mia, that week that started without the Miss Spalding was the worst we ever had. Mr. Heinz handed out of so many zeros, you would think we was all walking around with empty brains. Then when we complained to him about the zeros, he used to say, "You're right. You don't all deserve the zeros. That's the lowest mark I'm allowed to hand out." Monday was a terrible, but the worst part of all was the next day when Mr. Heinz was to tell us a very bad news. I knew something was going to be really bad because as soon as he's come into class...
Mr. Heinz has run the school all his head.
Sit down. Put your hands behind your backs. I front. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Basco, do you stutter?
No, sir. I'm a nurse.
Speak up, man. Let's do it right. Count yourselves. Basco.
One.
Horowitz.
Two.
Olsen.
Three.
Schultz.
Sound off.
One, two, three, four. Come back, all of you. So, our Mr. Schultz wants to play games, huh?
All right, put the white handkerchief around my eyes and stand me up against the wall.
Mr. Hein, I was only joking. Smile.
This little round zero, Mr. Schultz, will make you smile from the other side of your face.
I wonder how I'm going to look smiling lefty.
Well, as long as you're happy, I might as well tell you the good news. Mr. Orth is coming in this Friday to see what grades you make this week.
What?
Yes. I thought you'd be a little surprised. And I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this week, we might see a little breakup of you four musketeers.
But what about Miss Spalding?
I have no worries about a teacher that treats her pupils as...
Human beings.
All right. So you're smug. Let's start the lesson right now. Mr. Basco, name 10 constitutional powers of the federal government.
10?
I always said the government had too much power.
10 powers of the federal government, Mr. Basco. And I'll give you 10% for each correct item. If you guess wrong, I deduct 10% for each wrong guess.
Talk slow, Luigi, and charge him 6% interest.
Mr. Schultz, that whispering will cost you 10. Go on, Mr. Basco. 10 powers of the federal government.
Raise the taxes, sir. Regulate the commerce, sir. No. Coin the money.
That's 30% you've earned so far. Go on.
Admit the new states, sir. And Dr. Farnock Ferguson.
50%? Are you finished?
Well, close up the banks on the holidays, pay the president his wages, and keep the streets clean.
0, 0, 0. That's 30% off for guessing, Mr. Basco, leaving you a total grade of 20%. All right, Mr. Horowitz. Next.
Just a shave, no haircut, once over likely.
What?
I'm sorry.
You may tell us 10 powers of the federal government, and don't repeat the 5 that Mr. Basco mentioned.
Naturally. I wouldn't think of that.
Now, let me see. The government can raise an army. They can raise a navy. They can raise the Marines. In emergencies, there's the L.A. Wardens and the Boy Scouts.
0. You may sit down, Mr. Horowitz.
With pleasure.
Now, let me see who's next.
Mr.
Shellfish! Behind, don't attack so suddenly. I gotta retard.
You name the 10 powers of the federal government. And what has your weak heart got to say about that?
Is there an oxygen tent in the house?
Well, where's the answer?
I haven't got any.
All right, zero. How's that?
I feel like I just got the Purple Heart.
All right. Now, Mr. Olson.
Ooh, is somebody in for a surprise?
Mr. Hyde, I will be happy to name every single power that the Constitution gives to Congress.
Very good. If that were your question. As it happens, I have a different question, Mr. Olson.
Huh?
Mr. Olson, tell us, if you will, three powers that are constitutionally denied to both the federal and state governments.
What?
Don't know, do you, Mr. Olson?
I wouldn't say that. Neither government can grant titles of nobility, levy duties on exports, or pass ex post facto law.
You are disappointed, huh, Mr. Hyde? Olson knows things about the Constitution that Thomas Jefferson forgot to put in.
Olson has got 100%, huh, Mr. Heiner?
I'll have no talking out of turn. Now, Mr. Olson, you answered that three-part question correctly.
Three-part?
Now, if you will tell me the first 7 amendments that were voted on in our 1946 city election, you will earn 100%.
That man should get the job of thinking up the questions for Giant Jackpot.
1946 city amendments.
And word them accurately, please. You have 10 seconds. Go on.
Float a loan for the schools. Build a new highway. Improve the city water supply.
3 wrong guesses reduce you to a zero.
Olson, a zero? That's impossible.
It's unbelievable.
It's treason! Olson. Sit down. Close the door, Luigi. Let's start the meeting.
All right, Schultz.
Fellow classmates and sufferers, you all know why we call this United Nations meeting here in Luigi's antique shop.
To discuss ways and means of dealing with a common enemy. You should excuse the expression, Mr. Hine.
Oh, that big yerk. He gave me a zero. Sure, and worse than that, if this keeps up, Miss Spaulding won't have a class when she comes back.
We have just heard from the delegate from Sweden. Does the Italian delegate have any suggestion?
Yes, sir. Mr. President, sometimes we do better with the good than the bad. How about if we talk to Mr. Heinen in a nicer way?
No, I stand on the record against appeasement. Mr. President, the delegate from Israel has the floor.
Thank you. It so happens I was talking to a former pupil of Mr. Hine today.
Strike that remark from the record as untrue. Any former student of Mr. Hine couldn't possibly be alive.
If Mr. President will allow me to proceed, maybe I got the solution.
The President will shut his trap. Proceed, Mr. Delegate.
Oh, they should call me Trigvi Schultz.
Tell us, I got the solution. We can't kill Hine. That's illegal, huh?
Yeah, that's what the law says.
So we do the next best thing. We kill him with kindness.
With a kindness? So what do you mean?
Well, like I was saying before. Today I met the pupil of Hine's, and he told me Mr. Hine has one big weakness.
Girls?
I says it.
Human blood.
Now, friends, it's food.
Food?
That's right. He loves to eat. The man just can't resist food of any kind.
Oh, I see. Tonight we all bring him apples.
Sure, if an apple a day keeps the doctor away, maybe 10 apples will keep Hine in Siberia.
Not only apples,
we bring in whatever we can, and let's hope it works.
Pastor Rosenheim, mama me, all of my life I'm going to have trouble with the people who like to eat.
Hmm. I see you've brought more food today. Well, thank you. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Batsko.
Here. And I've brought you some delicious roast beef sandwich, Mr. Heine.
Just leave it on my desk.
Right.
Mr. Horowitz.
Present. And it's my pleasure to contribute this thermos bottle full of the most delicious home-brewed coffee like only my Esther can make.
Good, good. Mr. Olson?
Pastor, my wife Olga sends you this cake.
Good, good. Thank her for me, Mr. Olson. Mr. Schultz?
One box of bicarbonate of soda. Smile, Mr. Hyde. I really got you a can of star-kissed tuna.
Well, gentlemen, I'm really flattered by all this sudden attention.
Mmm, this banana is delicious. I hope Mr. Ors doesn't know that I'm eating in class.
Oh, no. He wasn't going to know because we wouldn't tell a principal any of you. Mr. Hine, when the principal comes into tomorrow, you're not going to tell him we all got a zeros so far, huh?
Certainly not. Mr. Hine wouldn't do such a thing, huh?
No, of course not.
I certainly will. Give him tomorrow, he doubles the rations.
Your friends, hurry up, or Mr. Hine is coming in.
Put all those salamis on top of those cases of root beer. Over there next to the Coca-Cola bottle.
How many turkeys you got there, George?
I cleaned out my delicatessen. Stock up these turkeys against Horowitz's rye breads in the corner.
Mamma mia, footers are going to reach up to the window. Hey, you think Mr. Hine is going to eat all this,
sure? No, sure, let him bust. Now, listen, fellas, I just bought him a meal downstairs in the lunchroom that would kill a horse.
Hey, you bought him a meal, and I'm going to give him a bottle of red wine to drink before this.
If our kindness don't break him down today, boys, we're sunk. The principal is coming in today to find out about our marks.
Shh. Hyde, is it coming?
Yes. Good evening, class.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Hyde.
Oh, bye. What's all that food doing in the corner?
Turkeys, knackwurst, milk, cheese, cake. All for you, Mr. Hine. We love you.
I'll call the roll. The seated roll. Mr. Horowitz.
Yeah.
Mr. Basco.
Here.
Oh, Mr. Salami.
Here.
He's so gestuffed, he fell asleep.
Must be the wine I'm going to give him.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, he won't bother us all night.
Yeah, but boys, this is a bad night. The principal is coming in to get our marks.
Mamma mia.
Himmel, we should have given him a Mickey Finn Monday and woke him up tonight, and now we do just the opposite.
Why don't we let him sleep? That will just get him in trouble.
Nah, Hine, he'll blame it all on us.
You're right, Horowitz. We gotta wake him up, fellas. If the principal sees what we did to Hine, he'll never let us get near Miss Spalding again.
Yeah. Hey, principal is coming down the hall.
Horowitz, try slapping.
Slapping don't help. It only gives me pleasure.
Has anyone got some smelling salts?
Wave that Limburger cheese under his nose. That's great.
Don't help, Schultz. Don't help.
Quick, the principal.
What did you do? Oh, gee, if he only had some water to throw in his face.
No, wait, hand me that bottle opener.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give him a bath in root beer.
Here, Schultz.
Stop pouring that stuff on my head. Are you crazy? What is that?
Root beer. That kills dandruff.
Here's a handkerchief for Mr. Shine. Wake up, wake up. Here comes the principal.
What? Good heavens.
Well, Mr. Hyde. My goodness, what's happened in here?
Well, I can explain, Mr. Orth.
And what's all this in the corner? Are you running a delicatessen on the side?
Yeah, Mr. Orth, did you ever hear of bundles for Breton? This is hamburgers for Hyde.
What?
You see, we love Mr. Hyde so much that this last day we all brought him presents.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing so well. Mr. Hyde. You asked me to come in tonight to find out how this class is done during Miss Spalding's absence?
Well, you can ask them yourself. I'm sure they'll be fair in their grades.
Sure. I have 100% so far.
What?
And I got 100% so far.
And me too. I'm going to get 100% or two.
Yeah, I'm the stupid one. Only 99.
Well, that's wonderful. Miss Spalding will be delighted. Keep up the good work.
Sure. Thank you.
Quiet, all of you. Get to your seats.
We'll see how long those 100% last. I've just decided to give you a history test. Mr. Basco, who was vice president under McKinley?
Mr. Briner?
Zero. Mr. Horowitz?
Mr. Tilden?
Zero. Mr. Schultz?
No, stop being silly, Mr. Hyde. Would anybody care for a pastrami on rye?
Well, Mamma Mia, that was a terrible week without Miss Spalding. And I'm never going to forget that first day when she's finally came back.
Hello, Claire.
Miss Spalding,
a human voice again.
My God, it is so good to see you.
Oh, the Marines have landed. God save America. And the next time, Miss Spalding, bring Milwaukee to Chicago and you stay home.
Yes, Mamma Mia, the terrible week, like all the bad things, was finally come to an end. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they'd like to remind you to stop at your merchant's display of chewing gum next time you go to the store. Get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint and take them home for your whole family to enjoy. Millions of families keep Wrigley's Spearmint gum handy in their homes because it's a wholesome, inexpensive taste treat that people of all ages enjoy. Besides, as you know, chewing on a good piece of gum helps keep your teeth clean and bright and aids digestion. So treat the folks at your house to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. They'll like it, and it's good for them. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script was written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conley as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson, and Earl Ross as Mr. Hyde. Music under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.